so sleepy.
Really? What was your day like today?
Nothing. And it's cold outside, which is, I don't like it.
It was very cold outside. I just got my bathrobe. I literally, Nick, I walked over in my bathrobe.
So you're cold now?
Yeah. I never said I wasn't cold.
You kept making fun of me saying you can walk around in shorts.
Okay, in September, and stuff like that. She was wearing a winter coat and I was still in shorts. That was September. That was 2 months ago. It's supposed to rain next year.
Okay, ghost story. So, okay, basically, this is one that's bizarre. No one believes it. So, back when my dad owned a carnival in Dumaguete, which is basically a province, a region in the Philippines where I'm from, there was a security guard. And basically, apparently, like, the security guard had been acting out a lot. Oh, Amaya, play some, like, scary, ominous tunes in the background.
Ooh, ooh, okay.
Scary, so it's more scary, like, there's more of an effect.
Ominous music. Sounds. So scary, ominous sounds. We'll do that. Aux, two. I mean, supposedly something's playing. I don't really hear, though.
Anyways, continuing with the story. So there's this one female security guard. And one day, just one normal day, my uncle, his name is Uncle Dean, shout out Uncle Dean, was supervising the carnival. And apparently, this lady started acting out and started like saying some Latin slurs, and everyone was afraid and was like, okay, what's going on, like, what the heck? And then suddenly, as she was like trying to like punch the air, she started floating, like she genuinely like elevated off the ground.
I was making a
So basically, okay, Steven, you're banned from being a guest. I'm kidding.
Steven, try and contribute.
Amaya fakes her Filipino accent.
Okay, I was on the phone. I was doing... Oh my God, Nyx, I have another trick for you. Okay, I'll do it right now. Okay, bust that. I was doing a trick on Lush, and I was calling him. And then apparently my Filipino accent just like came out.
Yeah.
And then Steven's like, yo, you're faking it so hard. And I was like, what? Like, it just comes naturally.
No, I said you fake your English accent.
Well, he said I was faking my English accent.
I think you just have... No.
I think I just have two accents because I think I'm from two different places.
I think... Okay, her Pinoy accent is like English, but with Pinoy intonations.
Yeah. So...
That's like mine too.
Can we hear some Filipino?
I don't really know. Okay. Annika, just me and you. Okay, we're gonna... I'm gonna try.
Okay, so when you say...
Oh no, wait. I'll do the trick.
What trick?
Yo, my trick. Okay, bro, this is...
Okay, can I do it?
No, you don't know it. No, no, she already knows the Denmark kangaroo one. I'm doing the other one.
Did he do it on him?
No, it will work. Okay, Nick. Okay. Think of a dessert that you would eat at home, but like it's best eaten warm.
Okay.
Okay, so do you have one in mind?
I don't like how Steven is laughing right now. Something's going on.
Trick. Nobody knows who he is, the president.
What? Steven, shut up!
No one knows who he is.
What's wrong with you? Steven, I was thinking of a cookie.
Okay, no, that was... Okay, think of something else.
Okay,
that was
I already thought of something
okay,
else.
Okay, Steven, shut up.
Shut up! I was literally thinking of a brownie. You...
Okay, Steven, think of... I mean...
Steven, don't talk anymore.
Okay, Annika, think of a different one. Don't tell me. And don't make it plural.
Yeah, okay, have one.
Okay, best... A dessert you would eat at home, best served warm.
Yeah.
Okay. Think of the last letter of that.
Yeah.
Think of a U.S. president who has the last name who starts with that letter. You can look it up because I don't know any presidents. Like, look it up for sure.
Bro, I don't think I'm going to get this one. I thought of a Filipino dessert.
You thought of...
I thought of dinoldog.
Bro, take an English one right now. It's not going to freaking work.
Dinoldog is basically like... rice, and then it's like boiled, and then you put a bunch of like potatoes in it, and it tastes good. Okay, thought of one. President with a
but like don't name. Do anything. Also, the ominous music's still playing apparently.
I know it's gonna be a president whose last name starts with an E.
Oh, he's the only one, wasn't he?
Okay, Steven,
I don't know what this trick is. Who is it?
Steven.
Oh, there's only one.
Guys, what should I order for Uber Eats?
Yo, let's Uber Eats.
I asked her last night to order DoorDash.
Okay, he asked me at like 11:30.
She sleeps.
Let's go.
She sleeps at 10 p.m.
Right. Yeah. 11. Oh, I would have ordered with you.
No. You see that?
No.
What the heck?
You see that?
Bro,
Stop fighting right now. Okay. Stop exposing me.
Next topic.
No,
I'm gonna
let's do Uber.
Uber Eats.
Uber Eats. Okay, what do you guys want?
Yeah, because I don't really want.
Although we discussed like.
What?
Good food on Uber Eats.
Okay, let's go through. Okay, what are you guys feeling on Uber Eats?
I'm gonna either get sweet green. You guys don't want it, but I'm either gonna get an acai bowl or a salad.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Oh my god, he was making fun of my salad earlier.
What was your salad? Because your salads are whack.
She puts a hamburger in her salad.
Okay, and Maya puts... So she has a bunch of lettuce. And then she puts like either tuna salad or like a burger.
No, I stopped doing that.
Okay, why are you getting conscious? And then she gets pesto sauce and sour cream.
I didn't do that today either. Okay, so today I had... they had the burrito bowl station at Carm. So I did a little bit of rice, a little bit of the meat filling. And then I did... salad on top of that. I did ranch dressing and I put two cheeseburger patties on that and it was yummy.
That's gross.
And sour cream and guacamole.
Oh yeah, that's the one thing in Filipino culture, like some people really don't like to mix their food, but we freaking mix our food so hard. Like we'll have rice, spaghetti.
Oh yeah,
meat,
and then another thing about Filipino, you have like rice gulai, and then you have your ulam, and then your ulam you just like mix meat, everything together.
So syrup, and then yeah, you just make it halo-halo. Halo-halo is also dessert, which means mix. Mix together.
Yeah. And that's what makes everything good.
Steven is from Cambodia.
I'm Cambodian.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about that.
He doesn't know anything.
I don't know. I was born here.
I'm American. That's literally what you say all the time.
Okay. Steven, do you want to practice your Chinese?
Yeah.
Steven was practicing his Chinese earlier.
Is he good? Is he better than Peps, at least?
Peng ye.
Peng ye.
You know how to say friends right now in Chinese?
Peng ye.
Yeah, her peng boyfriend ye. Was like, no, bro, it's peng ye. And I was like, that's so wrong. He's so like, peng ye. Okay, do say something in Chinese.
Ni jiao shu ma.
Wo jiao imaya.
Wo jiao shu li.
Oh yeah, wo jiao wei xiao jie.
How does she know?
She took Chinese too.
Together?
I mean, were we in the same class? Were you allowed? Bro, we were
in the same middle school class, I think.
Dude, you know, in my sixth grade class, I was Lush and Rex Huang. And every time there was a test, Rex would like pull his hair out. And there would just be massive like hairs. Dude, why are you taking selfies?
Steven's taking selfies.
Steven, you should try and impersonate like how we talk.
Ooh.
How you think of the Pinoy accent is.
I don't know how to do that. Can you say something in Filipino? I'll try to repeat it.
Okay. Magandang umaga.
Steven, come on.
Anong taon ka na?
Bro, I'm talking to...
Tangina!
Sina!
Tangina. Tangina.
That means have a great day.
No, don't say that. Say...
But can I teach you some Chinese?
Okay,
say that. Okay.
Did you see what this person texted me?
What, yeah. What's the version?
Get it. She literally texted me, get it.
Get it.
I'm texting one of my friend's moms and she texted me,
friend.
Get it.
Okay, let's all tell secrets but use anonymous names because no one is listening right now.
Oh yeah, no one's listening. Okay.
Okay,
except
let's all.
Henry. Henry's listening.
Henry.
Henry. Okay.
Okay, here's okay.
Should I like give a little, should we like talk about my mom's like hula?
Yeah. Hula? Oh yeah, facts. Okay. Oh my god, this is so juicy.
Okay, so my mom is from this indigenous mountain tribe in the Philippines where they just believe in a lot of voodoo magic. It's like, I don't know, I've been up there, I've seen some weird stuff. It's kind of cool. So anyway, my mom has the powers of a manga hula, which means that she's able to read your fortune. And she can do it through reading your cards. So basically, she like uses like any normal 52-card deck. and she goes through this whole process, and she's able to tell you, like, hey, what's going on, what to look, like, forward to, maybe what you should look out for. She also talks about, like, parents, relationships. Anyway, and it's my mom. And a lot of my friends do it, and they really like it, and some stuff has come true. Some of the stuff that I did came true. So, like, I haven't had it done in a while. So when it was parents' weekend, she came, and Annika and I had it because Annika had my mom do it before. And yeah, so my mom's a mangahula. You don't have to believe me, but it's kind of cool what she does.
It's super cool.
Yeah.
Okay, Maya, can you tell us about your hula?
Okay, so basically my hula said that there...
Basically, Maya has two men prowling in her life.
God! Okay, so supposedly... Annika, can you just tell? I don't like
okay,
talking about
so
this.
Apparently, there are two guys.
Oh, a rabbit and a deer.
A rabbit and a deer, which are supposedly their spirit animals.
Yeah.
And so the first one is someone that comes from a lot of money. Very kind individual. And
he's very romantic.
Very romantic and is already close to Maya. The second one has not entered her life yet, so it's yet to come. But he's a deer. He's the type of person who has to work for what he wants, and he works hard to get, like, money and stuff. I don't know. What else? What else was he? He's also a kind person. That's what your mom said.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and the deer supposedly reminds me of my dad. And in former fortunes, my mom said that I would... In former fortunes, my mom said that I would find a guy who reminds me of my dad. And that's... I'm just going to end it there.
The deer.
Can you guys please explain what a hula is?
Okay, so
Henry?
Yeah, so Henry's listening. He's one of our friends, and he texted us explaining more what a hula is.
Wait, guys, are we Ubering Eats? Like, if we are, can we do it?
Can we do it?
We can't do it now, though. We have to send it to Houston or wherever we need.
Can we eat dinner and then Uber Eats later tonight?
What? No, I don't.
What,
want.
Dude? I used up all my meal swipes today.
Wait, what? What do you mean?
Okay, because I had one for breakfast, and then I went to Hodge to buy groceries, and then the girl was like, oh, lunch period is over, you have to use your dinner swipe. And I just said yes for some stupid reason, and all I bought was 3 apples and a granola bar.
Okay, so we're Uber Eating.
We can swipe you in.
Huh?
We can swipe you in.
Wait. I can't. I already have guest swipe. Oh, wait.
No,
what?
It's called the passback.
What? Okay.
Swipe.
Okay. Okay. So, bro, you're not supposed to touch the mic. Like, the actual furry part. You're not supposed to touch that. Okay, so what was I doing? Oh, hula. Okay, so my mom... So there's hula, and then there's a mangahula. So a mangahula is the person who's able to do the hula. And a hula is basically fortune-telling. That's basically it. So, like, if I ask my mom, yo, mom, I want hula, it's like, mom, like, reach my fortune. Get it? Does Henry get it?
Henry, do you understand?
There's a little bit of lag, so we have to give him like a minute to reply. Yeah.
So yeah, that's Amaya's in current future.
Nyx, do you want to talk about your hula?
Mine is a bit of a depressing one, but sure. So I can't.
Why not? Just talk. Okay, fine. You can talk more about my friend's hula, who was with us. She had her hula done.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So basically,
hers was also depressing.
Her friend has a man's in her life. And essentially, the hula said that while it's appearance versus reality, while the relationship appears to be very bountiful and flourishing and long-lasting, it is filled with lots of holes, literally quoted by the mangahula. So yeah, it's kind of it.
Yeah. Oh my God, shout out to Jason. Jason's also listening.
Hi, Jason.
Yeah.
Jason Fung.
Jason Fung is listening.
Aight, aight.
No, Stephen, don't.
don't.
Annika, tell us what you're doing right now.
Oh, yeah. So basically, in mine, I have a midterm for a sociology of violence class, and I haven't read any of the chapters, so I'm, like, literally cramming 3 chapters tonight.
Yeah, what else? Oh.
But it's not that bad, right? How are you studying, IMS?
I'm just going to read the notes that I made on the chapters. So that's literally it.
Facts.
Okay.
Did you make that in a doc?
I did the one that I didn't take in my notebook on the doc, and then I have one. I have
the
two
doc,
sections.
The R doc?
Yeah. And then on 2 sections, I have it in my notebook.
Okay, I'll just look at the doc one.
Okay, what if I do? I have this massive paper that's due on Friday, but I have to finish it, like, low-key tonight because Thursday I'm a busy gal. I got some plans. I'm going to Northeastern to watch a comedy show by the writers of, what's it called? Big Mouth, so that should be exciting. I'm going to go see it with an old high school friend. So I have to try and get this paper done by tonight, and I'm still on the data analysis section. I'm analyzing the, what am I doing? I'm basically doing content analysis on TV commercials of children's cereal. So that's fun. I get to study the commercials themselves, but also the mascots, and also figure out what kids want in an ideal character on TV. So yeah, that's what I'm doing with my life. Steven, what have you been doing today?
Steven, tell us about your love life.
I have a Chinese test tomorrow.
So practice more Chinese.
Okay. My love life?
What?
Yeah, I want to hear about it.
Hold on, I'm gonna study Chinese first. Right, I'm gonna say a sentence, right? And then I want you to translate it.
Okay. Go.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what is he?
He's gonna say a sentence and we have to
translate. Okay, I probably can. Are you a beginner's Chinese?
I'm in Chinese 1.
Oh, that was the one I was in.
You dropped it?
Yeah, I dropped it.
Why?
To do sign language.
Kind of boring. Hey, where did Maya go?
What's that? Oh, I see.
Wow, Chang Chang gun Lina Chu Shang Chang.
What?
Hey, what is that?
What Chang Chang?
No, what is
Isn't
that?
Chang Chang like long?
What is that?
A highlighter, bitch. Bro.
Isn't Chang Chang long?
There's 2, Chang Chang and Shang Chang. Chang Chang is often, and Shang Chang is market.
Oh, I'm way off. Yeah, we took Chinese in middle school. I act like I can be Steven's tutor, but I really can't. Annika, don't give him your highlighter. He's gonna like, I don't know what he's gonna do. He's gonna write in his Chinese book. And he rented his Chinese book, so he's not allowed to write in it. So, Steven, why don't you talk about where you're from?
I was going to write on his book earlier. I didn't know he rented it. Like, just as a joke, I was going to do a smiley face.
Oh, no, I didn't rent it.
No, he bought it.
But don't. Where am I from? I'm from Lynn, Massachusetts.
Tell us about Lynn, because I don't know.
No, you're not. You're from Cambodia.
Shut up. I lived in Lynn for 19 years. Shout out, Lynn. If anyone's listening, I doubt it though.
No, they're not listening.
Lynn's kind of bummy, so I don't think they would want to listen.
What was it like growing up in Lynn?
Lynn was trash. I'm so glad I'm out.
Jeez, like what part of it was trash?
Nah, I'm kidding. Lynn was good. High school was good. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
In April 2003, a doctor went berserk in a hospital in Madrid, Spain, killing 2 and wounding 6 people with a knife. Her attack was aimed at colleagues and patients, but had nothing to do with her role as a physician.
Yeah, okay, Annika and I are taking a sociology of violence class, and she's on the medical murder section, and that's in the textbook, and we just have to know stuff.
Did you read this one?
I did read that one. Did you get to the Munchausen by proxy thing?
I'm doing that. Yeah, you want me to put notes on that?
No, Maronko. I'm just saying like that. I found that section interesting. Okay, so like for people who don't know, what is it called? It's like Munchausen by proxy, whatever it's called.
Ye.
Yeah. So that's a phenomenon where Steven, actually listen, this is really cool. So say Steven, you're my son and I'm your mom.
Wait, what?
And because I want attention, and like I just crave, like I want to be in control and I want to seem like a hero because like I'm a little messed up in the head, I purposefully make you sick so that I bring you to the hospital and some miracle happens and you like get better, basically. So So I'm like purposely hurting you so you can get better and I get credit for it.
That's like, what's her name? Oh, there's an actual one about that. Do you know the one about the girl and her mom like diagnosed her with all of these like sicknesses and said like she even put her on a feeding tube, but yeah. She actually wasn't sick at all.
Yeah.
Gypsy
yeah.
Rose. Do you know that? Gypsy Rose Blanchard. No.
Isn't the movie? No, I might be lying. Isn't there a movie where the girl is like allergic to like air and she has to stay in the room?
Oh yeah, that's a bad movie, dude.
No, I like that movie.
No, and the guy you're the and the movie? Guy no, falls in love with her.
Everything.
You're the type of movie who would like tall girl. You're the type
of
guy.
Have you seen that movie on Netflix, Tall Girl?
What's that?
Okay, just watch it. You'll like it. Watch it's a really good movie.
Is it a romance?
No. Actually, it is romance.
Everything is romance.
But like
Everything is romance.
Well, I was forced to watch it.
But you liked it. You just said you don't. Huh?
I was alright.
You said you like it.
I was alright. I like romance movies.
What was I saying? No, isn't that a thing in Everything? Actually, I don't know if that's what I'm talking about. But also, I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know what I'm saying. But isn't it like she falls in love with a guy, and then the guy like... But then she's not allowed outside, but then she finally goes outside, and she's actually fine.
Yeah.
And the mom was like...
Yeah, it was like her mom lied to her or something.
Yeah.
I don't know, but
it's
sad.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's play a song.
Yeah, we're going to take a break, so we're going to play a song. Steven, can you put in your password?
Bye, guys.
No, not bye yet.
Playing.
Guys, what should I order? Should I have chicken and Brussels sprouts?
Wait, you should get wings over.
No, I'm not having wings.
Why not?
Attica eats like a rabbit.
I want salad.
Wait, are you a vegan?
No.
You're one of those?
She basically
I'm
is.
I'm not.
Basically is.
On the weekend, I'll eat wings, whatever that is. Wait, we're getting dim sum this weekend, by the way. With ooh, Jacob Genki and Steven.
Oh, wait. Steven and Jason and Henry, do you guys want to come
and
with
Chris.
Us?
And Chris.
I don't think Chris is listening, though. But do you... Shut up. You forgot who Chris was.
Forget it. Shut up. No, I did this. Dude,
he freaking thinks that...
You're not allowed to swear on air. Just a reminder.
That is not a reflection
sorry,
of...
Sorry, I forgot we were
on. But, yeah, we're going...
Wait, what did he say?
Yo, let's go to... We're going to...
Wait.
What is it called? We're going to this Asian food...
Wait, in Boston
Asian food court.
Asian food court.
Wait.
In Porter Square.
In Porter Square. It's just two stops.
Apparently it's good.
Okay, we're going on... When do you guys want to go?
Maybe we shouldn't say this on air.
Why?
I doubt anyone's listening to us right now.
If someone is, see us in Porter Square Friday.
At 8 a.m.
8 a.m.
Wait, isn't dim sum in the morning?
No. What? It's like an Asian food court. So they'll have like udon, ramen, like
oh, so it's not
sushi. It's not. It's just an Asian food court.
Okay, I'm going to play music now. So we're going to take a little break.
Oh, okay. Can bye, you guys. Play?
Bye.
That?
Wait, no. What song do you want? Here, you can play it after my song. I really like
yeah,
this song.
Okay.
Play Coaster.
No! Everyone knows Coaster.
Okay, what do you mean everybody knows Coaster?
Okay, fine.
Coaster
fine.
By Khalid.
Okay, enjoy the song.
Khalid.
As time passes, I feel so low. Searching for peace is covering up the holes. I fight for your love, I fight for your soul. I throw all of my cares away for you. I'll be there to wait for you. Maybe you weren't the one for me, but deep down I wanted you to be. I'll still see you in my dreams. All the things that I did for you just wasn't it for you. So I'll be coasting, I'm roller coasting through my emotions. I will be coasting, roller coasting. I'm hoping that you come back to me. Moving on seems harder to do when the one that you love moves faster than you. I gave you my all, I showed the proof, realizing you weren't worthy. You don't deserve me. As time passes, glasses, I'm feeling high. You're not the one I'm thinking of tonight. I may not be over you, but I'll try inside. I'm feeling better now, finally feeling special now. I'm coasting, I'm roller coasting through my emotions. Oh, I will be, yeah. Coasting, I'm roller coasting. I noticed you weren't the one for me. So don't come back to me, no. No, don't come back to me, no. No, don't come back to me. No, don't come back to me, no. No, don't come back to me. You want the one for me, you want the one for me, you. Want the one for me, you want the one for me, you.
you do. When I'm alone, I'd rather be with you.
Okay, hold up, wait a minute. All good, just a week ago. Crew at my house, and we party every weekend. So, on the radio, that's my favorite song. Make me bounce around like I don't know, like I won't be here long. Now the thrill is gone, got no patience, cause I'm not a doctor. Girl, why is you lying? Girl, why you Mufasa? Yeah, mi casa su casa. Got it stripped like Gaza. Got so high off volcanoes, now the flow is so lava. Yeah, we spit that saliva. iPhone got message from Viber. Either the head is so hydra, or we let bygones be bygones. My God, you pay for your friends? I'll take that as a compliment. Got a house full of homies, why I feel so the opposite. Incompetent ain't the half of it. Saturdays with young lavish, the saddest shit is I'm bad as it. These they took from the cabinet. Sorry, I'm just scared of the future. Till 2005, I got your back, we can do this, hold up.
No matter what you say, what you do, when I'm alone, I'd rather be with you. Fuck these other niggas, I'll be right by your side. Till 2005, hold up.
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 Hold up. Thought, but now I care more, and nobody out here's got it figured out. So therefore, I've lost all hope of a happy ending, depending on whether or not it's worth it. So insecure, no one's perfect. We spend it with no shame. We blow that like Coltrane. We in here like Rogaine, or leave it like Cobain. And when I'm long gone, whole crew singing swan song, cause we all just ticking time bombs. Got a Lambo like LeBron's mom, and no matter where all of my friends go, yeah. Emily, fam, and Lorenzo, yeah. All of them people my kinfolk. At least I think so. Can't tell. Cause when them checks clear, they're not here. Cause they don't care. It's kinda sad, but I'm laughing. Whatever happens, assassins are staffed in the back of my cabin. Labrador yapping, I'm glad that it happened. I mean it, between us, I think there's something special. And if I lose my mental, just hold my hand, even if you don't understand. Hold up.
No matter what you say, what you do, when I'm alone, I'd rather be with you. Fuck these other niggas, I'll be right by your side. Till 2005, hold up.
Hold up. Hold up,
hold up,
hold up,
hold up,
hold up,
hold
up,
hold up,
hold up,
hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up,
hold up.
Give a fuck back then. I ain't a kid no more. no chance to prepare. I couldn't see you coming. The start of nothing new. I could hate you now. It's quite alright to hate me now. But we both know that deep down, the feeling still deep down is good.
My story. I'm Ellen, and this is my story. One night, I was at a bar. I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home. I got a cab to go home. All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react. I swerved. The cab swerved. I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Trips that you plan for the next whole week. Bands too long for so cheap and your flex OD, your sex OD. You got it, girl, you got it. Hey, you got it, girl, you got it. Yeah. Pretty little thing, you got a bag and now you wildin'. You just took it off the line, no mileage. Waiting, hitting you the DM, looking violent. Talking while you come around and now they silent. Through the coupe 17, no guidance. You be staying low, but you know what the price is. Ain't never got you, know it, being modest. Popping, shipping only cause you know you popping, yeah. You got it, girl, you got it. Hey. You got it, girl, you got it.
Ain't no game. patience. Tell them that it's over, ain't no debating. All you need is me playing on your playlist. You ain't gotta be frustrated. I don't wanna play no games, play no games. Come around, get you my last name. I know you tired of the same damn thing. That's okay, cause baby, you
got it, girl, you got it.
Can you? hold on, hold on. That. Hold on. I got to start this record over again. Wait a minute. That. Still on this record. I'ma play this for y'all. Hey, y'all get some more drinks going on. I sound a whole lot better.
Cleansing my soul of addiction for now, cause I'm falling apart. Yep, tension between us just like picket fences. You got issues that I won't mention for now, cause we're falling apart. Passionate from miles away, passive with the things you say, passing up on my old ways. I can't blame you, no, no. Passionate from miles away, passive with the things you say, passing up on my old ways. I can't blame you, no. From a distance, I think we should rule out commitment for now, cause we're falling apart. Leaving, you're just doing that to get even. Don't pick up the pieces, just leave it for now. They keep falling apart. Passionate from miles away, passive with the things you say, passing up on my old ways. I can't blame you, no, no. Passionate from miles away, passive with the things you say, passing up on my old ways. I can't blame you, no. She fooled me twice and it's home I fall.
and the drink keep flowing. Try to brush it off, but it keep on going. Covered in scars and I can't help showing. Whipping in the foreign and the tears keep blowing. Ice keep dropping and the drink keep flowing. Try to brush it off, but it keep on going. All these scars can't help from showing. Whipping in the foreign and the tears keep. Surprise when you call me up, girl. Hardest damn truth.
there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding